Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. And a curious thing has happened over on my YouTube channel. Now that the election is over and all the controversy surrounding the election, which I never talked about on YouTube, but I'm well known for this, it's really interesting. My revenue has returned to normal. My subscriptions, I have added 9,000 subscribers in 6 days. We've never seen that. This is absolutely phenomenal that, the shadows have been taken off the Common Sense Show. Just thought I would mention that. Or it's just some big coincidence. But we've never seen growth like this. And yet we were in the toilet. We were getting no ads, no nothing. Just thought I'd report that to you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a show for you today, but we got Bob Griswold with us, and we got a variety of topics that we're going to skim through here. And Bob has all kinds of experience domestically and in foreign affairs and stuff, and he brings a perspective that I appreciate, and I'm sitting on some relatively proprietary information I'm going to share with Bob, although Dan Bongino actually aired about half of it on Friday. I came in possession of this information on Thursday, and I'm going to reveal that here. And we're going to get Bob's perspective, which is certainly worth listening to. Before we jump in, though, hey, we storable food. There was an article today on Freedom's Phoenix via, I forget, the Epoch Times, I believe it was, and they were saying Putin is absolutely prepped for nuclear war. You have your food? When war starts, whether it's conventional or nuclear, you're not getting the food. The food you've got is what's in your house. You better act with all due haste. And at My Patriot Supply, they have specials going on right now. They have not raised the price. They deliver on time, and that will go on until the war starts. So I would strongly suggest you move towards doing what you need to do to get this 25-year shelf life with 2,000 calories per day. Remember, you're eating to stay alive. You're not trying to lose weight. So go to excuse me, go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Also, too, you need the water filtration because we are seeing, how many blackouts do we have to have? How many coincidences does it take to make a conspiracy? If the grid goes down entirely, you'll be scavenging for water. We recommend a water filtration system for everybody in case you have to transport any distance at all. And you also get things lost, stolen, broken, whatever. So we recommend the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. The research is listed at waterwithdave.com, and that research says this is the best filtration system that's out there that's available. And they too have water filtration for sale, and I do mean a sale, a real sale, not raising prices. And we have one more thing to talk to you about very quickly right here. Well, let me mention this off the cuff. We do have a merch store. I got talked into it. I'm kind of glad I did it now. I resisted it for years. DaveHodgesMerch.com and Dave10 for 10% off. And it has all our favorite sayings on shirts and sweaters and t-shirts and hoodies and glasses and mugs and so forth. And I'm getting a really positive review on this. So you want to do that. And then finally, if we're going to suffer, can we suffer in, oh, let's say, comfort? Well, as I told you a couple of months ago, the Mike Lindell people approached us because they know we're big fans of them, and we also march together in opposition to voter fraud. And they said, "Would you like to sell our stuff? And we're going to give your audience tremendous savings." I go, "Well, how much? At least half on everything, and sometimes more." I go, "Whoa, okay, that's pretty good. Can we send you samples, Mr. Hodges?" "Oh, no. My wife has bought about everything that you have, maybe except for the doggy beds, but she's working on that." Okay, so here we go, folks. If you go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Just remember, backslash Hodges, coupon code Hodges. You're going to be eligible to receive all these great discounts. Okay, that takes care of the sponsors for the show. We're really, really glad to be with you, and we're glad to have Bob back on. Bob, in our pre-air discussion, my friend, we had a lively debate. I thought that was so cool.
We should have
Oh
recorded
my
it.
gosh, it was awesome. And let's start in with the photo that you mentioned to me, and I've seen that photo. And the photo, well, go ahead and just describe the photo for the audience, and then you give your take, and I'll give mine, and we'll let the audience decide.
Well, in the photo, Joe Biden is driving his Greta Thunberg model of Corvette, you know.
I love
I
Greta
mean,
Thunberg.
first of all, the hypocrisy of that alone, it almost parallels the hypocrisy of you know, people telling you that cow farts are poisoning the planet while they fly these private jets to Davos, putting out massive amounts of what they call greenhouse gas. So here we have Mr. Gas-hating president, get rid of your diesel car, you're going to have to go to electric, driving around, and I remember those old Corvettes. I mean, they're beautiful cars. Four-barrel carburetors. I mean, the fuel efficiency in them was next to nothing. I mean, they went fast and had very impressive 0-60 speeds, but they burn massive amounts of gasoline. Now I'm sure if Greta Thunberg saw that in my garage, she'd probably want to take a sledgehammer to it, kind of like when people wear mink anymore and the people go and throw paint on the mink. You know, because they don't like wearing animal hides. They shoot, you know, same thing. This car that Joe Biden has that represents the poisoning of the planet, he's driving around with this idiot grin on his face.
Yeah.
This is normal for me. And that's the way it is with these people. It's normal for me, but not for thee. I can do it, but you can't have it. We're going to get rid of all gasoline. And instead of donating this, you know, and saying, you know, I'm gonna destroy this car in the name of the, you know, Mother Gaia and save the planet. No, he has it, drives it around, shows it off, and he's very proud of it. But in the photo we're talking about, as he's pulling out of the garage, there's this box, and it's obviously stacked inside with folders with paper in them. Now, it's been alleged that those are government documents, and you know, it'll be remain to be seen what the outcome of that is. But irregardless of that, Dave, the fact that these documents have been handled in the most cavalier manner. Let's compare this to Trump. Trump has Secret Service protection. Those documents in Trump's house, which he was working with the FBI, they knew they were there. He didn't hide them.
Well, no, they came in and they said, put a padlock on these ones and put them in a separate place, and he did that. So this was fully known to the FBI.
So he was working with them completely, and you know they did what they did. Now these documents that Joe Biden had, now there's I think 12 of them that are classified. They knew these documents existed, or at least some of them existed, before the election. And while they were pontificating on Joe Biden actually did pontificate on, I can't believe how irresponsible this man is to handling classified doctor. And he goes to reveal sources and methods. I just can't believe how irresponsible he is. All the while, the news media, the federal government knew Joe Biden was doing it in worse manner than he was doing it. President Trump had the ability to declassify those documents and have them legally. He had that legal ability to do it. Joe Biden had no legal claim on those documents as vice president. None. And they're just thrown around like a cavalier manner. And actually, from what I'm reading, we'll see it vetted out, that Hunter Biden had access to them, and, you know, with possible compromise to Chinese intelligence people.
Yeah, I want to say a couple things about that, because I want to support what you're saying there. You're right. Excuse me. As you know, I'm a little under the weather. But Hunter Biden was paying nearly $50,000 a month for rent at that time, and on his laptop with a document that was produced during that stay, he mentioned his association with Chinese companies with intelligence connections that he was getting money from, and he mentioned his father in this as well too. So here's what you have to wonder: are these documents there? Were they being passed along to the Chinese? And certainly the circumstantial evidence would say yes. I want to comment on the photo part of this too, but first I got to make a comment. The first part of what Bob was saying was brought to you by Comedy Central. That was pretty. You had me rolling. The Greta Thunberg model. That was pretty good. But anyway, Bob and I were talking about this before we came on the air, and I said, that is photoshopped, and that being the box of alleged secret documents in his Corvette. That just would not be there. It's out of place. He would have said something. The Secret Service likely would have seen it because they were in and out of there too. And why didn't the Secret Service see this all these times? If these were stored since 2013 and 2016, the Secret Service should have seen them. This evidence was planted, and that photo, I believe, is photoshopped. So, Bob, that's my position, and I'm sticking with it.
Well, you know, time will reveal. The deeper problem in this is, and it's deeper than just Joe Biden, and which is when they call it the Biden crime family. It truly is a mafiosa family.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they have their fingers in every vice in this country, whether it's the fentanyl trafficking across the border, the child trafficking across the border. Everything, these politicians are getting kickbacks on it. So, I mean, in every way, he probably puts all La Cosa Nostra to shame. They probably envy his ability to conduct criminal behavior and get away with it.
I got a piece of trivia for you, Bob. When Jimmy Carter was president, Joe Biden, same political party as Carter, obviously, he led and spearheaded a movement, and I forget the man's name now, but there was a candidate that was going to be appointed to be the head of the CIA, and Carter's nominee. And Biden said his handling of secure documents was inappropriate, and I'm opposing this. And it caused Carter to withdraw the name. Isn't that ironic?
Well, again, go back to the car. Joe Biden, from the very first day of his presidency, has attacked the internal combustion engine. Everything he's done, from shutting down natural gas, oil, and gasoline production, to the pushing of electric cars, enforcing this federal mandate that by 2035 no more internal combustion engines will be used, the hypocrisy there. I mean, it's just everywhere this man has gone, we just see rank hypocrisy, which really underlies Dave, you're the psychologist. When I can live a life of absolute corruption, but I can go out and pontificate to the peons, that they can't do the very things that I'm doing. What does that reveal about the mind who can have that kind of duplicity?
It speaks for itself, Bob. You're exactly right. I mean, this is so foreign to most Americans who do not live their lives this way. We have a hard time as a nation comprehending the level of depravity, both moral and legally, that we're seeing here. Let me bounce something off of you, okay? Because you've got a lot of experience in your background, and I really value you coming on here with your experience. But I've been told this originated with FBI, okay? And this came to me through ex-intel, and I can't say any more than that for obvious reasons, okay? And I had it on Thursday. And I only put out just a little bit of it, Bob, because I couldn't double source it. Then the next day, Dan Bongino came out, and he said about half of what I was told. And so I know this is out there and making the circles in the media. So here's what I know, at least what I think I know. I think I know that the documents of 2016 are totally related to Ukraine and China. It's what Hunter Biden was living with in the mansion he was living there in Wilmington when he was paying nearly $50,000 a month to stay there. We also know that Biden took those documents illegally as vice president, which means, as you've already alluded to, he has no executive privilege or protection and is criminally liable for this. In fact, treason could even come into play depending on what Hunter Biden did with this stuff. But what I also know is this. This is what's scary. The media is reporting a story, but as Dan Bongino very accurately said, they're not reporting the story. The story is the sellout of the U.S. to China. And I ran a story, Bob, in 2014, and it's well documented, that on Air Force Two, and by the way, my friend Paul Preston has the same story, that on Air Force Two, Hunter Biden and company accompanied a shipment, a biological shipment of unknown nature. We did not know it was corona, but today we suspect strongly it's corona. And it went from a bio lab in Ukraine to the Wuhan lab. And here's what Paul Preston found in his work. All six of the crew from that flight are dead. not natural causes.
Well, Dave, you talked about this new super, was it gonorrhea that has come out, and it appears to have come out of Asia.
Out of Asia, exactly. No treatment, Bob.
No treatment. Now, you know, the Chinese know how sexually prolific the Americans are at this point, because we really relish in our depravity. You know, as we've said on this program before, the only sexual relationship the liberals don't like is a normal man-woman producing children. You know, anything else, two, four legs, whatever, it goes. No restraints whatsoever. And so it would not be hard to really contaminate America with a sexually transmitted disease that would be incurable, this method. I mean, quite frankly, if I was a Chinese intelligence officer working for Chinese Central Intelligence, I would look at this and see the weaknesses of our society and say, well, you know, these people are like rabbits, and let's design something that will, proliferate along those lines. And, you know, I'm sure it's highly transmissible, as gonorrhea is. And so it's just one thing after the other that is in the realm of biology and biologics that we see coming at America. And every one of them is sapping our strength.
Exactly.
Little bit by little bit, it saps the strength of America. Dave, there's two things right now I just want to mention. We are on the brink of a nuclear war with the Russians, okay? They call it a proxy war. This proxy war is turning hot really quick. It's going from a proxy war with Ukraine fighting it to us actually having direct action elements fighting Russians. You saw the Navy SEAL who went AWOL that was killed. At least they say he went AWOL. We don't know. You just don't know those stories. He might have gone AWOL. It might be a cover story. You don't know, okay? But we see more and more that America's coming closer and closer to actual direct action elements with the Russians. And we have thrown our best at it, and the Russians still keep chugging along. And we've heard all the propaganda, you know, Russians losing, Putin's dying of cancer, all these things, but the Russians keep chugging along. They have looked at Vietnam, Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, Iran, you know, all of it, all the places that we have supposedly gone to war to win to bring freedom, and we've left those countries absolutely in catastrophic disasters. You look at Libya today, a completely failed state. Even under Gaddafi, there was some law and order. I mean, but now it is basically a terrorist haven for weapons trafficking, human trafficking, whatever, you know, whatever. Afghanistan, the same thing. ISIS has taken completely back over the country, just what happened with the Soviets. We just spent twice as long there as the Soviets did and spent twice as much money. As they did, and then we left, and leaving a massive treasure trove of weapons to be sold off on the black market. We're on the brink of this war, and this is what I think is highly irresponsible, and maybe you have some military people out there that could comment on this, but the U.S. Navy Secretary said that we have to make a choice. It might be a choice between arming the U.S. military with these weapons and arming the Ukrainian army with these weapons. So it's either or. We don't have enough to do both. Why he would say that, I have no clue. He's got to be smarter than that. So it does beg the question.
Yeah, but Bob, he didn't say that off the cuff to where he's going to get himself in trouble and get fired. He was told to say this. And to me, this is signaling to China. It's time. You can invade Taiwan anytime you'd like.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, that's the thing. We just broadcast to the Chinese, you know, we are struggling to meet the weapons demands of our military and the Ukrainian military. You know, we can't throw another thing into the equation. Again, you know, you have Iran, Saudi Arabia, Israel, you have Pakistan, India, all those other conflicts that are going around the world, which we have defense agreements with. We could not meet the demands of those, especially now that we have a kneecapped president. He's going to have to devote the lion's share of his energy into addressing these very, very serious allegations and criminal allegations, as they are, against him. He doesn't have the mental capacity to do it. But, you know, it is going to tie the government up and really make us, you know, ineffective being able to do things globally. And I think it is. It's a signal to the Chinese that we cannot stop them from doing what they're going to do. And even though we are right now building a nanometer microchip factory in the United States, it's still going to be, what, 5-10 years before that thing's up and operational. It's just not something you put together overnight. It's a very, very specific and technical building and machinery to put together to construct these things. If it happens, the day China goes in, the day you see that coming across, I would say kiss the electronics goodbye, because there will be a massive drop-off on those microchips available that go on our cars, our TV sets, our radios, you name
it. That's the plan, everything. Bob. That is the plan.
Yeah, of course. And then on top of that, you know, it would be like World War II, that the majority, you know, when we made the steel pennies in 1943 because all copper went to the defense industry. Well, if you remember that, Dave, a lot of people don't know, in 1943 they made steel pennies. They didn't make, you know, copper pennies. And in 1943 they also made silver nickels versus nickel, because nickel and copper were highly in demand for the war effort. So if that happened, I mean, the defense industry is going to get everything in the microchip realm, and we would get maybe some hand leftovers, whatever. And so all consumer electronics would be just about gone, which they're estimating would be about a 15% drop in America's GDP. Again, further crippling an already crippled economy.
Right now, we got 75% of the country living month to month.
Yes. And you know, they couldn't afford a $500 repair bill. And it's been done deliberately to people, and you have to see that. But this is the ramifications of what's going on right now. And you know, these globalists, that are calling the shots, know this. I mean, you can't be this stupid. I mean, these people went to Yale, Harvard, you know, and prestigious universities. They're coming out as globalists. They look at the United States as the enemy. They look at freedom, liberty, as the enemy. They look at, you know, independent travel, and then I could get my car tonight and say, I want to drive to San Francisco. I wouldn't ever do it. I'm going to drive to Portland. I'm going to drive to Vancouver. I can do that. They hate that type of freedom. They hate the fact that I can go and buy organic foods, or even now there's a continual push against supplements. So they hate everything to do with freedom, and so it's an orchestrated and concerted effort that everything that represents freedom, liberty, individual choice, individual, you know, achievement, they are actively coming after it right now. And nobody can deny this. I mean, this is empirical evidence time, 101, absolutely provable. It doesn't matter what it is. If it doesn't make you have to bow down to Baal government and beg for, you know, your meager subsistence, cricket food, then it's on its way out. Again, this is why you prepare, because, you know, they made it very clear that meat protein is gone. You know, they're after milk and dairy. It will be gone because, you know, cows fart and they pollute the planet. So we are watching right now a civilizational change. We're watching the fall of the Roman Empire, and you know, the subsequent, they don't call them dark ages anymore, but the world did go into a very difficult time when the structure that had maintained science, art, literature, architecture, construction, all of that collapsed. The world lost an immense pool of not only brain power, but, you know, techniques. And we just saw that it went into the ages where things weren't done. I think the world is headed towards that again. And, you know, it just behooves us to say, if that's the case, you know, what do I do personally? We could go on and on and on. I mean, the media is definitely behind this. I watched MSNBC. You know, it's absolutely, it's a joke, because they're saying, you know, Biden's, you know, slip of the, you know, having a few extra documents in his house that he might shouldn't have had there.
Is that what they called
it? It's nothing to do with what Trump did.
Is that what you called it?
And the right, this the right in the wrong way, because Trump had legal ability to have those documents. Biden had no ability to have those. So
Bob,
you're being gaslit on this.
Are you accurately quoting the mainstream media? Is that what you heard them say?
Well, I'm not that good a liar, so I can't accurately quote them because I just can't lie.
Is it an accurate paraphrase? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're actually, you know, they're downplaying Joe Biden's handling of these documents in such a degree that it was just, well, you know, he didn't mean to. And after all, they were locked up in his Corvette. So, I mean, it's nothing like what Trump had, you know, under Secret Service protection with padlocked and FBI knowing they were there. Yeah, I mean, it's – we've been gaslit as the American people. And, Dave, what really surprises me, you know, I watch people go from the COVID indoctrination, you know, the screechers, you don't have your mask on, you don't have vaccination, we need to put you in a camp, we need to kill you. Somebody the other day said that they wanted to kill the children that weren't vaccinated. Mm-hmm. To the immediate goose-stepping to the Ukraine war. And without even missing a beat. And it's just like, don't you ever get it? Are you this dull and dense that you don't get that you are absolutely – you are feeding the beast that's going to eat you. And they don't get it, and they are. They're feeding the beast that's going to eat them. The beast cares nothing about them. I mean, you know, people who serve Satan, Satan hates them. They just – gives him temporary power so that he can further promote his agenda. Your agenda has nothing to do with it. You're in the end, you know, dog food, and that's what we see going on right now. And as this world is being gaslit into global famine, global war, global disease, I sit there and watch. Most Americans just twiddle their thumbs and, you know, do the old thing you did as a kid when you put your finger on your lip and went boop, you know. And we don't see it happening. And in some ways it's like, you know, you can see, but other people can't. And the only reason I want to say I can see these things is I'd say what God has given the spirit of wisdom. I read the Bible and I see the principles that God has. I've read history fairly well. And I see the cyclical nature of the rise and fall of empires. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing the globalists run free. They have the absolute most hypocritical positions ever. And some way or another, I think if I give up my animal, in fact, they want to get rid of dogs and cats now, too, because those create carbon footprint. And as the person said, the carbon they want to get rid of is you.
Well, you know who we need to get rid of? We need to get rid of Davos because of all the private jets that fly in. There's your carbon footprint.
A massive carbon footprint. I mean, Al Gore came out of the, the Precambrian chamber that he was locked up in and, you know, was pontificating again on, you know, global warming. But, you know, I remember by 2010 there were going to be no poles left, you know, ice caps left in the polls, and we need to have to see snow again. And it doesn't matter how wrong these people are, how much science is against them, they just keep doing the same thing. And because they have the narrative with the news media, it keeps going on. And that's the question. It just backdrop here. That's the question I ask people all the time: why did Donald Trump lose the election? Well, if you know the art of propaganda, he didn't lose it because he was cheated. He lost it because he did not have information dominance, meaning if the information came out accurately as to what went on, say in Arizona or other parts of the country, Pennsylvania, as far as the cheating, the whole thing would have been exploded and shown Donald Trump be president today.
Bob, let me interject, and I'm on a parallel path with you for the most part, but it's really clear: the COVID virus was introduced to change election laws, which allowed the
theft,
okay, and then you bring in the voting machines. But the ballot boxes were the big things. But the point I want to make here, though, is this, is that they stacked the deck. And here's what I mean by this. Trump obviously didn't make the connection between COVID and voter fraud, although his people should have when the election laws began to change. And he should have said, no, we're not going to do that. COVID's being exaggerated, but the other side took care of the argument too. If you went into the hospital in these early days of COVID and you had head trauma from a motorcycle accident, you died of COVID. There was massive fraud in the autopsy reporting. And that was to back Trump.
Absolutely.
That was to back Trump into a corner where he didn't dare oppose any of these reforms that changed the election into a big fraud.
Well, and he, plus he supported the vaccine, which has now come out to
he
be
was back, he
shown
was backed
day,
into
day,
a
by,
corner.
By day by day
Bob,
that
Bob,
it is the
Bob,
death shot.
Trump is not for the vaccine. He was backed into a corner.
So, well, he still was seen as supporting it. And
I agree.
He should have come out and warned Americans this is
an
experimental vaccine.
Here's what should have happened.
Vaccine challenge.
Bob, Trump is not a scientist. Okay? So here's what should have happened. He should have gone to scientists he could trust, and certainly he had to know how dirty Fauci was, or he should have known. And he should have gone to scientists he trusted and goes, well, Mr. President, there's been no human studies. There's been no replicability of the animal studies, and all the animals died. That's what should have happened, and that is Trump's fault for not bringing in countervailing
That's
opinions
exactly right.
to Fauci's criminality.
Yeah, but again... So, Dave, it always boils down to what can the average American do? I mean, you know, I don't want to come on this program, and I really enjoy doing it. This is the passion of my heart, is to, you know, whatever abilities God's given me, whatever, you know, life experience I've had, to share that in such a way as to make my life easier and people who listen lives easier by incorporating information that we can, you know, leverage so that when, you know, the bovine matter hits the oscillating device, you're not going to be in that direct stream of fecal matter flying through the air. And that's really what we want to do, because we could go on. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. The moral breakdown of society, the monetary breakdown of society, the educational breakdown of society, the religious breakdown of our society. Thousands of churches are closing right now. I don't know if you saw that story.
Yeah,
it's on Drudge. Yeah, thousands of churches are closing. America's becoming a more and more pagan society. We know what happens with pagan societies. That, you know, there's no such thing as a vacuum. If I expunge the Christian religious ethos from a society, there's definitely going to be another transcendent ethos that comes in, and it's right now we do see it. I mean, they're advertising it, Pan, Baphomet, you know, Baal, I mean, Ishtar, all these ancient deities are coming flooding back into our society and bringing the abhorrent, I mean, just... I remember when archaeologists in the 60s went into some of these temples, they couldn't even put the pictures back then in National Geographic and stuff, because they were just so disgusting what they would do, this child sacrifice, the orgies stuff. I mean, they just couldn't even publish it, and they couldn't even really, they just said it was abhorrent. They couldn't go into the details of it. But as our society is expunged the Christian ethos from, we're watching, you know, child sacrifice, you know, cannibalism, you know, all the things that Ishtar, Baal, Pan, Baphomet brought into society that came out of Babylon. We're watching being reintroduced into our society with the absolute catastrophic thing of, you know, murdering our children, starvation, sacrifice, slavery, all of it. And I do use the word slavery. Slavery is, let's just say, functionally legal in America. And let me just say, it is so widespread that millions of people are sold every year in this country, whether the law enforcement
Bob,
is involved
you don't need to
or not involved.
It. It's in plain view crossing the border.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you just look at that police department in Tennessee. If you want to see corruption, I mean, that one woman you saw the story today, was groups out of 95 other police officers.
Yeah.
You know, all at one time.
Well,
while she was married.
I agree with you. The slavery is there. But I wanted to ask your opinion on a related issue here. I don't know if you caught this or not, but Katherine Tai, who was the U.S. Trade Representative for the United States, she was in Davos, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, what a traitor. Any of you American politicians that go to Davos, you're traitors. She got up and delivered a speech to that general group, and she said, your idea of business is very narrow, and we're going to take the approach in America under my watch that the workers have to be considered. And she was basically accusing these people of ignoring the welfare of the workers. I couldn't believe she said it. How does she get away with doing that and keeping her job?
Well, you just watch out the fallout from it. I mean, since let's just pick another big name person, Elon Musk. Since he has come out as far as pro freedom, pro speech, you know, with Twitter and doing what he's done with that and other avenues where he's, you know, I don't know if you saw the story now where he came out and said, "I took the vaccine and it about killed me
Yes,
and
I saw
it
that.
did other horrible things to my family." You just see he's lost massive amounts of wealth. They're coming after him. And they can't do it all at once, but slowly by slowly, he's even hinted at they might kill me. You know, let's just see the fallout of this, what happens to this woman, in light of what she said, because
But this isn't a small
I just
deal, Bob.
watched.
This is a major position in international trade. This was a huge
Oh,
statement.
I understand, but it doesn't matter. Nobody is at, in that Luciferian realm. You betray the Luciferian principles, and you might as well, you know, bend over and kiss something goodbye. That's been seen over and over and over again, that you will be thrown under the bus in a second. So that's my thing. Let's just see what happens. You cannot betray the Luciferian principles. They will come after you, and like they're coming after Elon Musk right now. And Elon Musk is by no means a Christian person. I mean, you know, he's not. But they are coming after him. And so the thing I just want to keep circling back to, though, is even in the midst of this gross darkness, you know, I always go back to the book of Daniel. God provided for Daniel, even in the midst of a catastrophic regime change. I mean, you know, from Babylon, the Medes and the Persians, all the way down to Darius. There was radical changes in administration. God prospered Daniel. The three Hebrew children, God prospered them. And I think we see this happening all along is that in the midst of this great iniquity, this sea of iniquity that we see circling, obviously, the United States, which is probably the most evil empire that has ever existed, you know, God will protect those that put their trust in him. He will provide for those. And let's just talk about that for a second. A lot of the ways he provides is he gives understanding. You know, he gives understanding into the, and it would, to use a secret squirrel term, the sources and methods. You know, he'll reveal to you the sources and methods of whereby you can, you know, build your family ark to protect your family, to protect your children. I think it's becoming clearer by the day that it's going to be very difficult to put your kids in public education and not have them exposed to this massive gross perversion. I think as the internet develops more and more, where we see artificial intelligence take over, I saw that story recently that by 2025, 90% of everything on the internet will be AI generated. You won't know what to believe. You know, the people who want truth are going to have to make adjustments to their lives. Those that are willing to do those things, I believe God is going to provide safety in the wilderness, and not that we're going to actually go out in the middle of the woods, but I mean that's, you know, figuratively speaking, safety in the wilderness, and that's what we really need to be attuned to right now because these people are going to wax worse and worse. I do agree with one of my favorite America's pastors, John MacArthur, that once you've reached this level of depravity in this country, I mean that we sit by and watch our children emasculated and all kinds of other horrible things done to them. Murder them, whatever, that it's really a culture that's in free fall that is not redeemable. We'll wait, we'll see. We'll let history be the judge of that, even though we've seen it before in history, and it seems to bear out that it's an unredeemable culture at that point. People can be redeemed, but the culture is it's too far gone. But right now, I know you know, you've mentioned over and over again, we talk about this all the time, Dave. About preparing, you know, and I'm going to bring this in. Doug Thornton, you know, he's a really good guy. You know, he's trying to make a living for his family. He could easily go back to a six-figure salary. Okay, he could do it, but he has decided, the Lord's called him, to help equip the body of Christ, to prepare for the days ahead. We have just seen two really horrific mass shootings in the United States. We're seeing them all the time, but we're just seeing them. I mean, one where 10 people are dead, 10 people are injured. And I would venture to say that most of those people had zero clue what to do in a mass shooting event. You know, we went out to SHOT Show recently, and for those who don't know what SHOT Show is, it's the world's largest outdoor sporting goods show. We go, and they have all kinds of new stuff there. That's what we, you know, bring a lot of new stuff to our store, Ready Made Resources, is we go out there and see the new equipment. I mean, night vision, thermal, you name it. I got to give a shout-out to Craig Sawman Sawyer. He was there with Black Rain Ordnance with his new rifle that he designed, and the people at Black Rain Ordnance put it together for him. And we talk about children, and there's nobody that protects children more than Sawman does with Veterans for Child Rescue. But one of the things we did, I said, Josh, when we get on the plane, and we were sitting there, and I said, how do you get off the plane real quick, Joshua? And he said, well, the front door's right there. And I said, yeah, but why don't you couldn't get out there? And this is the thing I teach him, is just a mental note. What I do when I get on the plane, I'm walking to my seat, I always make sure where I know the two closest exits are to me. And, you know, Doug Thornton is going to be teaching this class 17th through the 20th, along with Triple C course, Tactical Combat Casual Care, with Steve Reyes is going to be there. So it's going to be Doug and Steve teaching an active shooter course and a advanced medical course, so that you know you can do, if you're there at the scene when you see bodies laying around and they're, you know, still salvageable, how you can help salvage and save a life, you know, by rendering immediate medical care. This is invaluable in the days in which we live. If people are interested in taking his class, I mean, you just look at the last one that went there. Everybody was raving about it. On my website, readymaderesources.com, across the top is a little placard that says, you know, training courses. And you can click that, and it'll take you right to the course, and you can sign up for it. It's about three, four weeks away. And if you take this, I can promise you, you're going to walk away from it different than when you came there. I don't care if you've been shooting all your life. There's a mindset that he does. There's going to be a lot of left field stuff coming at you that you normally don't think about. That if you come across that active shooter scenario, you're going to be thinking, you're going to be looking around and looking at it differently than if you just want to charge right in and you know, get shot. So I strongly recommend people that support Doug Thornton, and you're going to learn very, very valuable things by taking this course. I don't make anything from it. We host it here. So all the money goes to Doug and Steve, and I strongly recommend taking that active.
How do people get involved?
Okay, well, if they want to do it, they can go to readymaderesources.com, and across the top, there's there's a little banner, okay? If you go to that banner, it's going to say, take a course at Ready Made Resources, Knowledge is Power. Just click it, and that course is going to pop right up. Active Shooter Awareness and Reaction, Basic Course in Tactical Combat Casualty Care, and it goes into it what it is. So you're going to get 3 days of very, very intense training. You're going to be using airsoft weapons so that, you know, there's no live fire. Nobody's going to have a chance of getting shot, but you're going to actually be shooting at each other with airsoft weapons so that you get the realization and real feel of what it's like to be in a dynamic situation where you have, you know, BBs flying at you, which could be rounds, and you'll learn from it. And like I said, in that class, you're going to get a lot of left-hand stuff thrown at you. So it's going to get your brain working in different manners that it normally does. And I'm not going to give it away, but you can come and take the course and see. But we just see these mass shootings all the time anymore. And, you know, nobody wants to think, well, I'm going to be in that. But if you were ever in that, not only can you save your life, if you're with your family, you could save their lives, but you could also, you know, end the life of the person that's, you know, shooting people, and do it effectively while reasonably protecting yourself. So I highly recommend taking that course. That's what we do. This is what God, and I do use his name in this, this is what he directs people to do. Throughout the record of Scripture, he has told people to do things. And, you know, as we see this civilization collapse more and more, we are to you know, take the warnings of history, take the warnings of the scripture, and then say, Lord, what do I do? I always remember the little story about the guy who's on the roof as the water was rising, the floodwaters, and you know, a guy came by in a boat, and he was waiting for the Lord to save him, and a guy came by in something else, and airplane and all that. And finally he drowned, and in heaven he goes, Lord, I asked you to save me. Why didn't you do it? He goes, well, I sent you three people to help save you, and you didn't avail yourself of them. You know, and I think a lot of people look at God's salvation, temporal salvation, in that manner, that maybe manna will fall from heaven or, you know, other means of that way, and it might. I'm not saying it won't happen that way, but more times than not, it's going to require you to do something, even the manna that God did provide from heaven.
I want to get to a couple other things, but I want to make sure we give Doug his due here because this is important. Okay, you're located in Tennessee. What's your nearest metropolitan area?
Knoxville.
Okay. So people could fly
45 minutes
people
away.
People could fly or drive into the Knoxville area, and they'd be there. And how long does the course last? It's the 17th to the 20th?
17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Okay, so it's a
4 days.
4 day course, okay. And so it's dealing with active shooters. Anything else?
Yeah, and the tactical combat casualty care. So Steve Rice, which is a 18 Delta, that's a Green Beret medic, you know, he's Mr. Resume when it comes to this. He's going to be teaching that aspect of the medical care course, part of the course. We've actually invested here at Ready Made Resources in, you know, these medical dummies, you know, and all kinds of things like how to – we actually have an IV arm where you can actually set up an IV and get the practice of how to do that. So it's not a rudimentary course. You're going to get hands-on, really high-tech training. You know, I was watching I don't want to mention who, but for a three-day rifle course, they were charging $1,800, okay? $1,800. And I don't mention the name because I don't want to do that, but pretty big name people, okay? $1,800. For 4 days with these two instructors, it's $850. And good grief, that's $200 a day split between two guys. I mean, you figure it out. Doug's not doing it for the money, okay? So just think of that. And what you'll walk away with is training that you not only have, but that you can also give to others. You know, I know I've taken a lot of courses at Brush Beater. We all know the guy on radio. And he actively states that, you know, I'm teaching you so you can teach others, that you can pass the knowledge on. And, you know, we need to do that. And if you take this course, you can actually give tips and hints to other people of what to do if they ever find themselves in that situation. So, in effect, it has a domino application to it that, you know, that you've been trained and you can pass that on. So I just think these two active shooter scenarios are there. You know, he's going to make you practice OODA loop, orient, observe,
exactly.
Orient, decide, and act. Know your exits, know infill, exfill, all these things that when you know, you're in the fight. I took judo and karate for a lot of years. You know, I just knew, you know, okay, snap, kick, punch, whatever. It just came second nature to me because I did it so many times.
Okay.
And the more times you do this, you know, you start to get that muscle memory. And
okay, again, Bob,
so you don't have to think about
it. Because we're running short on time, I want to make sure that people know where to go. They can go to readymaderesources.com, and you've got a banner there. They can click on and get all the information we talked about. But there's something else that we need to bring up here, okay? And actually, I'm having Doug on here, and we're going to promote it through him as well. But I want to make sure that the audience has a chance to dig their teeth into the question I'm going to ask you. Doug and I have been having a debate, ongoing debate on TV and the Doug and Dave Intel Report, how World War III will likely commence. Do you have a favorite scenario?
Yeah, by accident. World War I, World War II. By accident.
Okay,
give me
a for instance.
You know, we underestimate Putin's he's not going to use nuclear weapons. He understands the destruction that would bring. That's one. China invades Taiwan because we're so occupied. We don't plan these things. Nobody says, well, I'm going to start World War III today. No, it never starts that way. We and during Reagan, there was a reflection off a satellite that made the U.S. intelligence think that there was a missile firing out of the Soviet Union. You remember that incident?
Yes.
There was a reflection. And we went to – immediately we were like, launch or no launch? Do we fire under attack? That would have been totally by accident. It's not unseen, but the lead up to it will not be something I think you can definitely plan. We are seeing the lead up to it, though. A miscalculation, underestimating the response of Putin. You know, but in some ways, I'll say this. You know, Poland gives them tanks, Germany gives them tanks, we're giving them Patriot missiles. In some ways, that all helps Ukraine to lose. And let me explain, because the maintenance on all this stuff, the learning curve on all this stuff is massive. And we're going to give them four or five different nations tanks, and they have each one has individual maintenance problems to it. And you get to train them on cross-maintenancing all those different tanks and missile systems and all this. We are the most inept at doing this. I mean, Ukraine's going to lose the war. But Putin has already said that, you know, should it threaten, he'll launch nuclear weapons.
That's where I start. This is my particular.
I'd be surprised if somebody in the West did and blamed it on.
This is my particular scenario.
I think it is going to happen.
Okay.
I think China will go into Taiwan, and that's a whole other dynamic.
I don't think that's going to be first, though. And it could be. It really could be, and I admit that. And no one has a crystal ball here. But let me tell you what I think is going to happen. If those Patriot missile batteries become engaged and they are a problem for the Russians, I believe Putin's going to make good on the promise to launch tactical nukes to key cities. And then China will take advantage of that chaos there, knowing America can't even sustain a one war front. He'll move in on Taiwan, and then I don't think
our militaries understand.
Well, they're not.
We can't get the
They're not going to stop with Taiwan. They're also going to go after South Korea, and that'll be with the help of the North. And they'll also go after Japan.
Yeah, they still hate each other.
Yes.
I mean, Japan, and there's still a lot of animosity there. India, Pakistan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, you know, Israel. There's a lot of hate on the planet right now, okay? A lot of animosity and national, you know, animosity between nations. Kind of like what the Bible predicted, nation rising against nation. But, yeah, so, you know, World War One, we stumbled into it because of an assassination, and World War Two, we completely underestimated Hitler and what he would do, and, you know, Neville Chamberlain, with his head in the sand, kept thinking that's all he'll do, that's all he'll do. He just wants to, you know, get back what he lost at World War One, and they didn't realize what he had in mind, and it was far more than just taking back the Sudetenland and the Rhineland. It was global domination, and the world came very, very, very close to some very bad things happening. Hitler could have won that. The Axis powers could have won.
Could have won it. Yeah, I agree. But I know accidents do start wars, but I think Putin has the battle plan in mind now. He's got a flow chart. If A happens, I'll do B. If C happens, I'll do D.
I agree
that tactical nuclear weapons are going to be employed if the ability for him to take Ukraine is in jeopardy. And right now, we're putting it in jeopardy because of what we're doing with the Patriot missiles, and we now have Polish troops running through Ukraine. I mean, the ante has been upped. Bob, tell people we got about 30 seconds about ready-made resources. You mentioned that as a banner ad for Doug's shooting class. Tell us about what you offer there. We got 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, you know, we have some really spectacular deals on night vision right now, and one of our suppliers offered us some night vision at an extremely low cost, about $500 under normal wholesale cost. We've reflected that back to our customers. So if you go to readymaderesources.com and look up our night vision, you're going to see, compare it with other people. Just go to compare those units with what people are selling that same unit for on other pages, and you're going to see about $500 savings. readymaderesources.com. They can call me and talk about it. A lot of people don't know a lot about night vision. They want to talk about it before they buy it. They can call me at 800 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. You know, Dave, I want to just say it's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. And, you know, I just for my fellow Americans who want to prepare and get ready and live before God in a righteous manner, you know, we have this moment. Let's avail ourselves of it.
I agree. And I was going to make a comment, but that'll take us down a whole new path. So I want to thank you for coming on and elucidating
a lot of paths.
These critical issues, ladies and gentlemen, to be continued. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks so much, Bob. And for the Common Sense Show, we bid you adieu. Thank you, Bob. Same to you.